knowledge fire.
Dan and Jordan, I am sweating.
KnowledgeFight.com.
It's time to pray.
I have great respect for Knowledge Fight.
Knowledge Fight. I'm sick of them posing as if they're the good guys, saying we are the bad guys. Knowledge Fight.
Dan and Jordan.
Knowledge Fight.
I need money. Andy in Kansas. Andy in Kansas. Stop it. Andy in Kansas. Andy. It's time to pray. Andy in Kansas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. I'm a first-time caller. I'm a huge fan.
I love your work.
Knowledge Fight.
KnowledgeFight.com. I love you.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Knowledge Fight. I'm Dan.
I'm Jordan.
We're a couple dudes. Like to sit around, drink novelty beverages, and talk a little bit about Alex Jones.
Oh, indeed we are, Dan.
Jordan.
Quick question for
What's
you.
Up?
What's your bright spot today?
My bright spot today is actually this novelty beverage that I have in front of me.
Okay.
This is a little brand called Ouroboros.
Ouroboros.
No free rides.
Okay.
No sponsorship.
All right.
But I will say that, first of all, I got this novelty beverage, this seltzer here, thanks to a tip from Amani, listener Amani.
All right.
Policy Wonk. They sent me
deep seltzer from here on out.
They sent me a six pack of a sampler of this brand Dram, that actually, another listener, Valerie, brought to my attention way back, and I wasn't able to order it from the website, and I was really pissed off because they had a backlog on the website or whatever. Anyway, Amani sends me these Drams and they're fantastic.
Yeah.
I'd had one of them before, the black tea cardamom one. I actually had, when I came over to your house for dinner, like maybe a year or two ago.
It was great.
It was tasty.
Yeah.
And all of them are good. I have not given specific scores to them yet because they're a little bit more complicated.
Wham, dram, thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, dram. they're good. They're very evolved seltzers.
Ooh, evolved seltzers.
Complex flavored seltzers.
All right.
And then so Amani sent me another tip on this Ouroboros, which is another brand that apparently has some interesting flavors. And I've tried their basil berry and watermelon peppermint, and those were both great. I'm finding that watermelon and mint in a seltzer really is a complimentary flavor that you would not expect.
Yeah,
it's
you know
fantastic.
What? That does sound, the more I think about it, the more in a seltzer, because it provides like a little bright kind of kick to it.
Yeah.
That the bubbles would kind of take away from the watermelon flavor. So it kind of balances out right. That's
and
a good point.
And then the mint just comes in like a train.
Yeah.
And then basil strawberry is really good too.
Right.
Strawberry is just a great flavor, but sometimes it can be a little bit too sweet. The basil comes in and like really checks it.
Basil is a hard flavor for me to think about drinking.
Yeah. It's not too basil-y. Don't worry about
it. Okay, all right.
But I have here the first that's risky.
Uh-huh. It's risky.
I think
okay,
so.
Okay, all right.
Cactus rose.
Okay. All right, cactus rose.
I know that rose and other sort of flower flavors have been pretty well received.
Sure.
Cactus, I'm a little worried about.
Right.
Prickly pear.
Hey.
So,
is it a cactus plus rose, or is it the rose from a cactus?
I believe it's cactus and rose.
Okay.
Made with real rose and natural prickly pear.
Ah, okay.
So, we're going to give this a whirl.
Here we go.
See if Ouroboros can knock it out of the park 3 for 3.
Yeah.
Although, I'll say the other two flavors.
Sure.
Much riskier, probably, than cactus rose.
Will it deliver, or will it eat itself? Change its name to Ouroboros.
That's pretty good? Yep, that's
pretty
good.
Okay.
All right.
Good bright spot, then.
Now, the other two involve either... one of them is coconut. Lemongrass coconut, I think.
Okay, pass.
And then I don't remember what the last one is, but they're very risky in terms of like things that I have not enjoyed.
Lemongrass coconut sounds like a nightmare.
But one of the things that I'm starting to recognize is like a lot of these flavors that I don't like can be saved with the addition of something else.
Sure.
Something a little bit... Like I don't think I would enjoy prickly pear, but I think the rose elevates it.
Wow.
The same way, I don't think I like watermelon flavored stuff all that much, but the mint really complements it really well.
You haven't ever had anybody grill like a cactus thing for you?
Who would do that?
Who would do that for me? That's a really good question.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe you got a wild hair up your ass, and when you were in Hawaii, and your family ate cactus.
I've definitely eaten some cactus in my life. Okay. I can't recall specifics.
All right.
And I won't. I will not respond to this kind of grilling.
This is not a grilling.
It's grilling about grilling.
It is fairly grilling. Yes, that's true.
Hans, what's your bright spot?
My bright spot, I'm going to have to go to the package bin.
Hey.
That's right.
Hey.
That's right.
Hey.
That's right.
Hey.
Black Dragon Queen Christy sent us these incredible Halloween chocolates that are airbrushed and painted so beautifully and perfectly with all of these really complex and interesting flavors.
Much like these seltzers.
Much like those seltzers. There was one that was like a limoncello cake thing.
Mm.
And it just had the lightest of chocolate coverings around it. And you opened a bite and it tasted exactly like you had just eaten a little piece of cake with
wow.
a tiny bit of chocolate on top. Uh-huh. It was incredible.
Uh-huh.
So, so good.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's a huge bright spot for me. I'm going to go ahead and close the package bin.
I really don't like, first of all, I don't like your hijacking of sound effects.
No, I'm not hijacking.
I also don't like.
Completely different sound effects.
I also don't like how you're doing space work with the crate.
Of course I'm doing space
work. Staring at me the whole time.
You do space work with the zip every single time. How dare you?
Of course I do, but I don't stare at you while I do it as if to be like, I'm doing your thing.
Sometimes you do.
I'm doing your thing.
Sometimes you do, and it wasn't my thing.
Hmm. Wow. Yes. That sounds delicious.
It is absolutely fantastic.
So, Jordan, today we got an interesting episode to go over. We're going to be talking about October 13th, 2020. I'm Dan. This is 2020.
Oh, God damn it.
This is actually kind of an interesting situation because this was Tuesday's episode. So we're ending the week with a Tuesday.
Interesting.
And I might have missed some of the stuff that happens on this show. But Policy Wonk Danny sent me a message informing me that this was not to be missed.
Okay.
And so I was like, all right, let's go ahead and do it. So we've got this episode to get into, and I think Danny might have been right. This is not to be missed.
All right.
And before we get into the episode proper, let's take a moment, Jordan, to say thank you to the folks who have signed up and are supporting the show.
That's a great idea.
So first, 40-ounce engineer, thank you so much. You are now Policy Wonk.
I'm a policy wonk.
Thank you very much, 40-ounce engineer.
Thank you. Do you ever have a 40 phase?
Yes.
Yeah. Me too.
I was about to be like, no, I would never. Oh, no. Yeah.
Next, Ryan, thank you so much. You are now a policy wonk.
I'm a policy wonk.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you. Next, one pump, one cream. Thank you so much. You are now a policy wonk.
I'm a policy wonk.
Thank you very much. Like 1P1C?
Yeah. OPOC.
I like it.
OPEC.
I would spell
it's
it with
so close
no,
to OPEC.
I would spell it with ones, like the numericals.
Mm-hmm, like too fast, too furious.
Exactly.
Yeah. Next, Billy Bones Johnson. Thank you so much. You're now a policy wonk.
I'm a policy wonk.
Thank you very much, Billy.
Thank you. Next, all one word, Blue Jay. Thank you so much. You're now a policy wonk.
I'm a policy wonk.
Thanks, Blue Jay.
Thank you. Next, Moomin Loves Dragon. Thank you so much. You are now a policy wonk.
I'm a policy wonk.
Thank you very much, Moomin Loves Dragon.
Thank you. And then finally, this person has a name that on the page I can't pronounce. And I would feel really bad about trying to pronounce this because I'm going to fail.
Sure.
Except that I got a message that said that it'd be funny for me to mispronounce
this. All right.
So I have permission. Aoif is my first. See, here, I'll give it to you.
Okay.
A-O-I-F-E. It's an Irish name.
Yeah.
Obviously, I have a lot of, Irish names are maybe
some of the most.
Like, what are you doing?
Oh, yeah.
I can't figure out how to say this.
Siobhan is the best spelled name in the history of the world.
It's trouble.
Yeah.
Aoif.
And Dan Sowen is coming up, so you gotta.
How do you spell that? Aoif was my first guess, and I know that's wrong.
Yeah, so
I thought about it some more, and I'm like, how could this be pronounced?
Sure.
And the other one I came up with it was Oify.
Okay.
But I also don't think that's right.
All right.
So what do you got?
It's Sean.
Do you think it's Sean? I don't think it's Sean.
I think it's Sean.
What do you think?
I'm pretty sure. I used to know this. My dad was really, really into Gaelic. He had that phase that middle-aged men have where they're like, where am I from? I need to know about my ancestors. And so he got really into that. So there was a time where I would have been like, bleh. But no, I don't have any idea.
Okay. Well, Aoif. Thank you so much.
I would say it's Eef. No, I don't know.
That could be.
Yeah.
If it is.
It's Keith.
It's. However that's pronounced, yes. You are now a policy wonk.
I'm a policy wonk.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. If you're out there listening and you're thinking, hey, I enjoyed the show, I'd like to support these gents, do you can do that by going to our website, knowledgefight.com, clicking that button that says support the show. We would appreciate it. Or
what you could do is hang out in your home after getting a large amount of Halloween generosity, keep it in a big bowl, all right? And then whenever the young children come to you and knock on your door looking for generosity candy, what you do, you step back and you throw it into their bag. You gotta avoid contact with anybody, and that bag is essentially a local charity or bail fund. Make sure you throw your generosity into it.
I support the message that you landed on eventually, but yeah. I cannot imagine trick-or-treating even from a distance this year.
No, I know. I have
no idea how that's going to play out.
In my apartment building, our across the way neighbors are going to knock on our door, and we're going to stay back wearing masks just so their like 2-year-old can get a little Halloween action out of it. So that's we're all nice. Very excited about that.
That's nice. I guess within a building, if there's like sort of premeditation to it, that's all right.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't even know. How,
nah,
oof, man,
we'll see.
Scary. Jordan, one thing I want to announce really quick before we get into this episode is that we are going to be starting next week going back to 2 episodes
yes.
a week.
Yes, yeah, we're going to have to.
We initially went from our 3 episodes to 2 episodes because the crushing workload of listening to this bullshit is damaging. It's it's hard to put up with.
It took a psychic toll on your mind that is...
And then the coronavirus situation happened, and there were a lot of people who were having to go to work, and we felt that, you know, obviously we're in a bit of a privileged situation that we can, work from home. And so as a show of support and solidarity, we wanted to go back to 3 episodes a week for everybody. Also, we kind of thought maybe it would be a couple months.
At most, if you listen back to those episodes, we're like, if everybody does what they say, it'll be a few weeks and then we'll be able to get onto the other side of this. And then 2 days later, everybody's like, let's not do what they say. And we're like, okay, we'll see you next year.
Yeah, so it's lingered on, and we've just sort of retreated back into that same like 3 episodes a week, and it's it takes its toll. And so we're going to be having episodes on Monday and Wednesday, but hopefully at the end of each week, we'll be able to have a bonus episode, a mini bonus episode that people can find on our Patreon page, the Knowledge Fight. I think it's patreon.com/knowledgefight.
Yeah.
But I want to be clear about one thing. That is not just for donors.
Yeah, and it's not behind a paywall.
No.
No, absolutely not.
It's just that it is a very convenient place that you can upload audio and stuff. And it's, I don't know where to put it on our own website.
Right.
And it seems like a good place for it to live. And so we actually have our first episode of that up today.
Exactly.
We have this episode that you're listening to now and a separate bonus episode that will be up on the Knowledge Fight Patreon.
Indeed.
So if you want to go check that out, again, it's not just for donors. If you want to listen to it for free, you are more than welcome to, and I will not hold it against you in any way.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, you can find some nice pictures of things from the Zip mailbag, but not from the stupid crate.
It's a bin.
So yeah, you can find some nice pictures over there.
It'll be lovely.
Enjoy.
Yeah.
I feel very self-conscious about my music from that episode.
Don't worry about it. It's going to be okay. There's going to be a lot of great feedback for me.
Yes.
And that's what's really important. I take the brunt of all negative criticism of this show. So it'll be nice to have a change.
Everything
dynamic.
Will flip. Yeah. So, Jordan, like I said, October 13th is what we're doing.
Okay.
And here's Alex getting into, like, the main news story of the day.
Okay.
And you might notice his audio is a little bit different, and I'll explain why in a minute.
Nightmare confirmed. Planetary ruler Bill Gates announces lockdowns will never end. Gates and Rockefeller Foundation documents detail plan for permanent worldwide lockdown. Last night, Bill Gates publicly confirmed the plan is being implemented as we speak and that civilization as we know it is over. I'm about to play much of the chilling 8-minute interview.
Bill Gates didn't say those things.
Okay.
Bill Gates was being interviewed, and the guy who's asking about like a lot of the progress that has been made in terms of the developing world, food insecurity, things like that.
Sure.
A lot of that's been really hurt by the coronavirus and the measures that have needed to be put in place. And Bill Gates' response to that was, medically, there's a lot of things that won't be set back as far as it might appear.
Sure.
But a lot of the progress in terms of economic stuff, food stuff, some of that stuff might take 10 years to get back to the place we had gotten to. So he was just acknowledging more that, like, there are challenges and setbacks.
Sure.
And Alex has taken that to be like, he's telling you that it's 10 years until you'll get out of your home.
Oh,
and,
man.
Yeah, it's just like, all right, Alex,
permanent
whatever,
lockdown,
dude.
Forever.
Yeah.
How many different times has civilization ended in the past couple of weeks?
On Alex's show?
Yeah.
30?
I want to say there's been a lot of endings of civilizations.
Yeah.
I don't want to say that crying wolf is what's happening here, because we're well beyond
Alex
that.
Alex has said many times he doesn't cry wolf.
I mean, eventually the wolf ate the kid, though. Like, we're
true.
Just never going to get the... People are just always going to come running whenever he yells wolf.
Yeah. So you heard a little bit of a slightly different sound.
Sure.
And we're gonna jump ahead to the second hour to get an explanation for why the sound is different.
Okay, I just did an hour live standing up here in studio for the TV viewers. And what Bill Gates came out and said last night on national television blew me away so hard that I am just in a blind rage right now. I mean, he said permanent lockdown, at least 10 years, forced inoculations, total control, the whole world collapsing, financial destruction to save.
I just don't think he said
1/10 of 1% of 1%. I mean, it's just crazy.
It is. He didn't say that.
That is crazy.
But Alex was so mad about this Bill Gates interview that he did the first hour standing up. He just was.
Are you sure that's not a doctor's, like, try a standing desk? Like, maybe if you have back problems, you need to strengthen your core muscles. Maybe that's what he's going for.
So he had a completely different mic that apparently catches some room sound.
Yeah.
So back to.
I can't wait to see him doing a show on a treadmill, just standing behind the desk, just walking.
Look. I don't want to take time to exercise and do my show. I might as well do both at the same time.
Eventually, all of his business will be done on air, and then he'll have the rest of the day to just fuck around.
If he eats lunch on his show, he might as well work out.
Yeah, exactly. Have people bring him just business stuff to do. Just like, okay, we got to pay this bill. I'll sign that check.
Send some human resources documents.
Totally.
Here.
Yep.
We go back to the beginning of the show now, where he's standing up, and we get a little bit of a conversation about how the globalists are running a scheme, right?
Okay.
All this stuff is a scheme, but they have to get you to agree to it, right?
Right. Lesser magic.
Right.
Yeah.
Alex talks about that a little bit, and this is so disappointing to me.
This is a scheme. Lockstep admits 10 years ago from the Rockefeller Foundation, they would use it to bring in a planetary police state. These are quotes.
Nope.
You say, why do they brag? Because metaphysically, there's a galactic universal rule that you have to tell people what you're doing to them. It's got to be in the fine print.
Galactic.
As above, so below. God has his rules. We just mimic them. So it's not fraud in a contract if in super fine print in there, it says, by the way, I can screw you if I want. But it's still, you got to get a magnifying glass. You got to look.
So the globalists have contract law that they have to follow that's based on God's contract laws.
Yeah.
But why? Like, they're working for the devil.
No.
Like, what is it? Like, they get into heaven when they die if they work for the devil but follow contract law?
Well, I mean, you can't be prosecuted if you're under contract, Dan. It's legal if you're under contract. God can't touch you if you're under contract.
What's the consequence of breaking contract law?
Damnation.
Right, but I think you probably get that for working for the fucking devil.
Sure, but I mean, it might come sooner. You might get fired. Have you considered that, Dan?
Look.
It is a tough job market out there.
Look.
And Satan is the only one hiring.
I don't understand what they're trying to avoid by following contract law. I don't understand what they get by following.
It's galactic, Dan.
Right,
it's
but
the
what
rules.
Right, but what they're doing is evil.
Well, yeah, but evil still, they're lawful evil. They're not chaotic evil, Dan. It's just the way it works.
Right.
But you can't go outside of your alignment, otherwise you'll receive a penalty on your saving throws.
Right, but if, like, I hid somewhere in a contract that I get to kill you, I can't then murder you.
No, you can. It's under contract.
No.
Galactic contract. I like the idea that there are galaxies, though, where these contracts aren't necessary. He has to point out that it's galactic.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. The Milky Way has this kind of laws.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. But the other one's not. Completely different systems.
I think Alex was using random words. I don't think it means anything.
I don't think so either.
So the globalists, they have these plans that are still following contract law or
sure,
something.
Of course.
And their fifth and sixth dimensional plans, man.
Right.
That's why it doesn't make any sense. All the stuff that Alex says is completely stupid.
Sure.
And all the headlines that he reads don't say what he says that they do in the third dimension.
Exactly.
But they do in the fifth and sixth.
Well, that's where it makes
whatever
sense.
Whatever that means.
Okay.
The operations are much more complex than third dimensional. They're up in fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional operations. People like Gates can't see that high. He's just a front man for Satan. I can. Many of you can as well.
Please.
Tell me how you can see into the seventh dimension.
And tell me what that means.
Tell me what the seventh dimension is.
Take all the time you need. I would listen to like a 6-hour lecture of Alex just
totally,
really calmly, methodically explaining what the fifth, sixth, seventh dimension is.
That's what I want to know.
How he understands it. What does this mean? Stop yelling so much, Alex.
Exactly.
Just really, if you do have like some kind of a seventh dimensional analysis, just really let me know what it is.
Yeah. Does that mean like there are more layers to the plan, like in a metaphorical way where it's like there's just so many
way,
different. Yeah. Well, naturally. Or is it like the fifth dimension is spirituality? The sixth dimension is maybe like fire.
See,
and the seventh dimension is interpersonal communication. Like, I don't know what it is.
See, I don't know. And that's why I need Alex to explain it. Unfortunately, he just doesn't have enough time on the show. You know, there's just so
he
much.
Does.
There's so much news.
No!
There's so much news.
He's lying.
If only he had an hour thrown into his lap with nothing to do during it, maybe he could get into this. But that never happens.
Never.
That never happens.
Never. Never. Never.
So Alex has a new product. It's I don't know, man. I hate to be this like this doom and gloom naysayer, but this is gonna kill somebody.
Okay.
Separately, this is new. This is super strong types of industrial iodine, not for ingestion, says it on the bottle. This is not good for you. This is poisonous. But it's super strong. You want something for surfaces, hard surfaces, things like that? This is it. Nascent iodine surface spray with a bunch of different types of industrial iodine, high-powered cleaning agent. And boy, it's a good deal out of the gates. It just came in about a month ago. We hadn't put it on sale. I've been so busy. $19.95. You're not going to find a cleaning agent like this anywhere.
Someone's going to drink that.
Yeah, doesn't 100%. He sell products which you ingest iodine?
Nascent iodine,
it's,
yes.
It's supposed to be a very important part of your body?
He talks about how essential it is, and granted, he can be like, this is poisonous, this will kill you, don't ingest it. Someone's going to fucking drink that.
I don't even like how he was being very dismissive. He was like, oh, this is poisonous. Like, no, that's very poisonous, and you tell people to drink iodine all the time.
Don't do that voice when you're
you be very serious. Yes. This is a different product.
Uh-huh.
It's why would you sell a cleaning product with the same product as your eating product? That's an issue.
I don't know. And I think that there is such a distrust of, like, science.
Yeah.
That it within his audience that there could easily be people who think, like, that's a suggestion not to drink
this. Yeah, right?
Alex's
totally.
Iodine is so strong. This stuff's even stronger.
Explain
it's going
to
be
me,
even better.
Explain to me how if you can convince somebody to drink bleach, that telling them not to drink iodine is going to solve your problems.
Yeah, it seems dangerous, and I don't like to see it.
No, not good.
Something else I don't like to see is Dan Lyman from Europe Wars.
Yeah.
Recently, we've seen him pretending that anarcho-queer feminist housing project
sure.
in Berlin that got evicted everyone.
Sure.
That was an Antifa stronghold. And we learn, because Dan Lyman's back on the show today.
Sure.
We learned that actually that wasn't a scoop. It wasn't news that he was reporting. He was in Berlin for a specific reason.
Yeah, it's great to be back back at home. It was definitely an eventful weekend, though, in Berlin. I definitely got more than I bargained for. I didn't know what to expect when I went at the invitation of the Alternative for Deutschland party, which is Alternative for Germany. They are the third largest party in Germany and the main opposition party if there was a Trumpian party in Germany. That's who they would be, and they invited me up there for a variety of experiences, and what you're seeing in that footage was just a small portion of the weekend.
You're not a journalist. You are a mouthpiece of the far-right party in Germany, Alternative for Germany.
If there was a Trumpian party in Germany, they would be called the Nazis.
they're like... you know, there's like, hey, we need somebody to do some fucking PR for us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How about Europe's Alex correspondent?
Are you a journalist or are you a PR firm?
PR.
Yeah.
Anyway, the issue that they come to is that, like, Antifa, they're terrorists.
Sure.
And they're basically international terrorists.
What?
And they are international terrorists in many ways, because this weekend, for instance, ahead of this planned raid, the Berlin Antifa and German Antifa were calling in Antifa from around the continent to join them in essentially defending this property and fighting with the police. That's why the German police had to deploy 2,500 officers to the streets of Berlin this weekend in anticipation of violence.
Continue with your observations.
Eating lunch. Eating lunch.
Continue with your observations.
I'm still hungry. So, please continue.
So rude.
Please continue with your observations.
Unbelievably rude.
I wouldn't
put up with that if I were these guests.
I love it. I just love it.
Oh man. So Alex has another guest. The two of them just crow about this bullshit.
Sure, I don't really care.
We've already talked about the underlying story.
Yeah.
And Alex has another guest, Carlos Zapata. He is the guy who was a veteran who yelled at a city council meeting in California about how he would take up arms against his fellow citizens if he had to wear masks around.
Right, because he's a hero.
Yeah. So they talk about how the war is a-coming.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
But they want to avoid it.
Do they?
Yeah. And there's one way that they come up with that seems like a good
idea. Start a war? Is that their idea?
I need to tell people we need to act now peacefully to avoid the war. How do we avoid the war?
We avoid the war by becoming normal right now, not tomorrow, Alex. I said this earlier. We got to take off our masks right now. We need to go outside and live our lives like this never happened, you know, because it is a hoax. That's how you deal with hoaxes. You ignore them. You don't abide by them. You don't comply. You don't wait for things to change. You walk outside your house every morning and you live your damn life.
Yeah, let's avoid a civil war by just pretending COVID isn't real.
I've got an idea.
Good.
Reality. Boo, bad. Walk outside your day and walk outside your house every morning and think, I live somewhere else.
Yeah. And
reality sucks.
And shoot people if they insist on bringing up that reality is real.
Well, they're coming into my reality. That's assault, Dan.
I
live by the libertarian principle of non-aggression towards non-reality.
It's important. It's a foundation of jurisprudence.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's in the Constitution.
My letters are lowercase, Dan. That's what I'll tell you right now.
So Carlos has an interesting quote that I thought might be a quote, but I think he might actually, like, this might be a Carlos original.
He's just got a tagline.
It's scary.
Okay.
We're not violent, but we have the capability to be violent.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and when good men are willing to do bad things, great things will happen. You know, and it's going to be ugly for a little bit.
What?
It's chaotic, but you got to realize that their number one tool, their mechanism to enforce their agenda is instability. They're going to try to topple and destabilize our society every single day. So it's up to us to gain that stability back. And the only way you fight that is with violence, Alex. I hate to say that, but there's going to come a time. I mean, look at these clowns in the streets. Let's call them what they are. They're savages. They're animals. These people in the streets of Portland, in the streets of Seattle,
buddy,
who are destabilizing what was once a great, great city.
Oh, if real men were turned loose 5 minutes, they'd be shut down instantly.
Yeah. Yeesh. Leaving the sort of racism of the end aside.
Oh, yeah.
When good men are willing to do bad things, great things will happen.
That's
a fucking scary quote.
I will tell you right now, of all the any belief systems that I've ever heard, none of them were like, well, yeah, I mean, if you're good, you got to be willing to evil the shit out of people.
Yeah.
And that's how good things happen.
When the saints are willing to be demons, heaven
exactly.
will arrive.
That's how it works. When people have a belief system, they have to completely reject it in order to make that belief system happen, Dan. Mm-hmm. That makes perfect sense.
That's a really scary kind of way to think.
That's an insane person way to think.
Yeah, but Alex hears that, and you hear all this like dallying around violence talk, and Alex gets excited, but he wants to get more specific.
Let's say Trump loses. Let's say they assassinate Trump. Let's talk about bad scenarios. Let's talk about targets. Not that we're going to target. We're just
talk about targets.
Talking about
this is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM. And
hey, George.
Hey, George. I hope you are not a target. Because they're about to talk about
comes it. In with a commercial.
Oh, boy.
George, if you're aware where your ads are being played, you might want to get those ads off there. You might want to distance yourself because Alex is making kill lists.
I'm going to break. The first ad after kill list is not the ad that you want to have.
No.
I don't want that ad. I will pay you extra for not that placement.
It seems like a tough association to try and justify. This dude is really into talking about violent stuff. But of course, we're not into violence. And so when Alex has a guest like that, it's always best for him to try and be like, let's get really specific, because then you can say those things. It can be on my show and I can say, I didn't say that.
Whoa. Right. I even pushed back on it a little bit. Did you hear me say like, hey, that's a great idea? That's me pushing back on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We just talked about all sides of the issue.
Sure.
That kind of dodge. Yeah. So, yeah, you want to talk about specific people we need to take out in case Trump loses the election? That's a mess.
Yeah.
So they get to talking about this, and Alex is kind of trying to justify himself by being like, what about Keith Olbermann?
Let's talk worst case scenario. They assassinate Trump. They're able to, they say, Keith Olbermann, I'm sure you saw the clip, said, we will dominate their supporters, we'll put them in prison, we're going to eradicate them, we're going to exterminate them. This is classic Weatherman terminology. Folks need to know, they really mean to do this.
Keith Olbermann of the Weatherman.
People, what do you see that look like? I don't want to go kill Antifa in downtown. They want us to go have that fight. If it goes into martial law, God forbid, who are the main targets here? They're going to go after us, but who are the targets? I guess leftist leaders, their people?
Who are leftist leaders?
Absolutely, but here's the deal, Alex. It's not as simple as establishing a list of targets or a target list and going after them. At that point, I think you need to have very well prepared and structured militias. And we're real blessed up here to have leaders such as...
You're saying deny them government, just make our own governments and ignore them is the way to cut them off, is what you're saying.
100%. We have to turn internal. We have to turn into our small towns and cities and really gather our resources here in our very local immediate areas and use that. Because at that point, it's not going to be... really beneficial for us to go to leave our areas to go fight a target that's outside of where we live. I think we have to cling on to a well-established militia locally.
Fucking moron.
Isn't Alex's big conspiracy theory about the election that the Democrats, if Trump wins, are going to secede all the leftist areas and all the Democratic states are going to secede, saying that, all our towns need to secede?
He got so far right, he became a communist. He's so far right. He's like, what we need to do is go into the middle of nowhere and ignore this big society and create a small group of people who are self-sufficient, who share everything with each other, who have their own system of government based entirely upon how all of them feel.
There are elements of like sort of leanings towards anarchism in like on both sides of the aisle, but like
I know,
yeah, this dude is,
it just makes me laugh so hard whenever they like come upon an extremely leftist idea by going so far to the right.
Let's make communes.
Yeah.
This guy is like, I think his argument of like, let's not go ahead and kill people, let's create our spaces,
yeah,
better than let's go kill people.
I would prefer it.
Yes.
Go join a commune. That sounds great.
That said, Alex shouldn't be agreeing with him because this is the nightmare that he's been saying the Democrats have planned.
Totally.
But so anyway, I would say that the first 3 hours of this show are not great.
Yeah.
It's mostly Alex repeating over and over again that Bill Gates has admitted that the Rockefeller plan, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
You're never going to leave your house again. Just that over and over again.
Right.
Interviewing Dan Lyman, interviewing this guy who yelled at a city council meeting. Not the best.
I was just thinking this. Sorry to take back just a step, but... Every time, I never even thought about it, really. Every time they say, we got to take out leftist leaders, I would be shocked if they could name a leftist leader.
Biden.
Right? Do you see what I'm saying? Like, every time they're like, let's take out the leftist leaders, it suddenly occurs to me that, like, we're going to be fine. They're not, they have no idea what the left is.
Well, I don't think that you or I would be considered leadership in any meaningful way, or even all that far left, if you really look at the political aisle. I think that there are a lot of people who would look at us as quite milquetoast.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think that, it would be tough for people in Alex's audience, certainly, to recognize any real, anything that's not a political shadow puppet that Alex is putting up for them.
Yeah, they're not Stokely Carmichael isn't on TV anymore. They're not getting anybody who's actually on the left.
Leftist leaders.
Yeah.
Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, like what? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no, you're taking out all the people who have fucked over the left, too? I don't... Mm.
Now, Jordan, like I said, the first 3 hours kind of eh. But then the fourth hour begins... And something really exciting happens.
Is Alex sticking around for the fourth hour?
You're listening to a Paul Joseph Watson Frontline Report.
What is happening?
If you're receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Yeah, daddy-o.
Now, Paul Joseph Watson just had a power outage in Her Britannic Majesty's London, England. He should be up with us in the next 10 minutes or so. So you're stuck with me, the pot-bellied possum.
Riders on the storm.
Riders on the storm.
Bum, ba-dum, bum,
bum. Riders on the storm.
To this world we're born.
Into this house we're born.
To this world we're thrown.
Into this world we're thrown.
She don't have a teleprompter.
Good. Good.
I just have to remember the lyrics to a song like every other human being on the planet.
Shit is falling apart real fast. So Paul Joseph Watson is called in sick with the power not on in his house. We'll get there in like 10 minutes.
He's got a power outage.
And I figured like, hey, we now have a bunch of time. Alex could explain the fifth, sixth, seventh dimension stuff.
Yeah.
He could really sit down and break it down. Unfortunately, he does not.
CNN's not the enemy of the people. I think we need a Mars Attacks intro, please. With Jim Acosta, can we get that fandangled? Can we get that prepared? Can we get that honchoed? Can we get that in the pike? Can we get that in the main? Can we get that queued up? Can we get that on the ready? Can we get that ready to go main stage? Can we get that ready to launch? Can we get it from ready to manifest? Can we get it ready to energize? Can we get it ready to unfold? Can we get it ready to rage? Can we get ready to explode? Can we get ready to go absolutely crazy?
That was where I got worried.
I saw the greatest minds of my generation
fandangled.
do weird scat poetry for an entire segment just because they couldn't think of anything else to do.
That's really where I got worried. I was like, Paul better fucking show up because this is...
Somebody let Lionel's Thesaurus out of the box.
Yeah, because Alex has like a minute till break and he's like, oh, all I can do is keep saying words for prepare.
How many synonyms can I find?
That is really disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
So Alex comes back and Paul has not shown up.
Okay.
And he wants to tell you about how pissed off Bill Gates is that you buy Alex's pills.
Oh.
And then I wish Alex would just come up with synonyms. This is a much worse way for him to fill time. And I want to say, if anybody is sensitive to or like really offended by Alex doing, let's say, racist impressions.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
You might want to take the rest of the episode off.
Oh, boy.
Just a sort of advance warning. Alex might do his Chinese dragon character for a long time.
Oh, boy.
InfoWars blowout sale ends in 6 days. Up to 60% off. Triple Patriot points. Free shipping. Shop now. And believe me, Bill Gates is really upset that you are tuning in.
I'm sure.
Because... he launched his whole operation with all the robber baron money and all the media and everything, and it's blown up spectacularly in his face. Here's the thing. I don't want to be too positive because I don't want you to think we're winning because you might, like, let up and the enemy could win, but we're really kicking some ass right now. Here, like a little secret. Humanity's really waking up right now. We're really kicking some ass.
Are you?
Now it's not going to be fun for some of us like me because they're going to punish me, but that's okay. I'm kind of in on the joke, so it's all right.
What? What?
Oh, hello, Bill Gates.
Mama, help me. Oh,
does he know we can hear him?
Ew, like you. Yes, thank you, Bill Gates, for all you do for China.
All right.
We teach our people to be a slave now. Good job, Bill Gates. They lock up in martial law. They now submit to me. You like that?
No.
Maybe I should host the next 45 minutes as fentanyl.
No.
Do you guys want the next 50 minutes of broadcast for me to host as fentanyl?
No.
The Chinese dragon? Okay, you want it? Fine.
Nobody said
it. Oh, WHO, no. You're up, director.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Paul.
Man.
Paul.
It's tough to remember. In the 60s, you could win an Oscar for that.
So I don't think that Alex is drunk. I think he's being passive aggressive. I think he's mad that Paul's not there.
He's totally throwing a tantrum because he doesn't want to be on the air.
Yep.
He's not scheduled.
Nope.
Paul is on the schedule. All right.
And
this is the manager at Bennigan's having to run tables for a day.
Mm-hmm. And lashing out with a racist character.
Yeah.
And I think, I think that also the other side of it is like, Alex isn't really that good at anything serious off the cuff. And this is about as good as he can do. Like, so he's filling time. He's mad.
Yeah.
So instead of, like, actually focus and do anything, he's just going to do his dumb character. And then they'll try and cover some of the news while being the character.
Please don't do that.
We in the World Health Organization do not advocate lockdowns as a primary means of controlling this virus.
Hip-hoss. You notice Alex Jones told you this for 8 months. Now, because they get blamed for that, they don't want you to think they did it. But we did it. Chinese dragon did it. Oh, back to video.
So this is not
What's
good.
Real? What's real?
This is
What's
not
real,
good.
Dan? This can't be real. No human being would be allowed to do this. This is not real.
If you don't have a boss, it
this
flies.
This is not real.
Yeah, it's strange.
Oh, man.
Now, Alex, I'm not positive has actually seen that full clip of the World Health Organization envoy, which is what's being played here.
Mm.
This is that interview with the guy with Andrew Neil on The Spectator.
Yeah.
Where
he
discusses that lockdowns are not a primary method of dealing with it, but they are good when you need to buy time. That kind of thing.
Sure.
And I don't think Alex has heard that full clip because it starts sounding not like how Alex has described it.
That's not good.
Because Alex has described it as the World Health Organization has finally come out and said the lockdowns need to end. They're killing everybody.
Sure.
And Alex realizes while in character as Fentanyl the Dragon that, I need to talk over this.
Racism can't fight the truth.
It's not. This isn't what I've said it is.
Yeah.
So I need to distract people.
By and large, we'd rather not do it. Just look at what's happened to the tourism industry, for example, in the Caribbean.
Oh, we didn't do it.
Or in the
Pacific. It's an accident.
Because people aren't taking their
holidays.
We did
not know what
look
we
what's
did.
Happened to smallholder farmers all over the world.
The Rockefeller tell us how to do it.
Look what's happening to
David,
poverty levels.
Oh, it seems David, you
may
put
well
in
have
GGP
a doubling
in
of world
David.
Poverty. By next
David,
year.
Your
we may well
big,
have
huh?
at least a doubling of child malnutrition because children are not getting meals
oh, we
at school and their
you
parents and poor families.
Family show. Talking about David Rockefeller, deceased
this
guy's pee-pee.
This is... You know, I just like thinking about all the adults in the room.
Yeah.
You know? I like thinking about being
the
in that
imaginary
room.
Adults
even,
in the room.
Even the interns who are like 17 have to be sitting there going like, God damn.
Uh-huh.
I am never going to work anywhere again.
No.
I should go back to fucking Bennigan's. The guy is pissed off that I'm not at my shift right now.
So I'm going to apologize in advance for this next clip.
Oh, please. We've already gone past apologies making any difference.
I think the reason I'm apologizing is it's 2.5 minutes long.
Oh, God.
And there was no real way to clip it.
Oh, God.
Alex improvises a song.
No.
He's Wayne Brady, really, of our times.
Okay,
in terms
well,
of his
fair.
Improvisational musical skills.
Sure.
Or he's like Jess McKenna and Zach Reyna. You know, he's real good at this.
Well, Ryan Stiles has a long neck, so he's definitely not him.
The global catastrophe is locked down, you fools. China open, you starve to death. Good job. Sorry.
Run full fentanyl now.
You die, Americans.
Translate.
You die, Americans. Africa, too. It's China's property. Oh, we told you to lock down. You starve to death. You scared the virus, but you starve to death. Chapang chang wanga hakangi pong. Chamangi wanga wanga katanga patong. Starve America. Starve Europe, too. Kill the Africans. Kill them all.
All right, I got to pause.
He was going to rhyme that with something else, goddammit. How dare you? How dare you?
I have to pause just to say, wow, this is horrifying.
This is horrifying.
And offensive and just a disgrace.
This is one of those things that I hate the most because it makes me look like a terrible person, because if this was something happening at like an open mic or at a show, everyone in the audience is staring with their jaws wide open just like, how is this possible?
Right, right.
And then they would turn and look back at me howling with laughter. Mm. Not because this is funny on its own, but because the
it's
bananas.
It's alarming to see someone perform something like
insane.
This.
Insane.
But it's remarkable to see a room not respond to it.
Yeah.
Imagine like someone thinking this is like, this is going to be great.
Yeah. And
I was listening to this and I did not get any amusement out of it.
No.
I was listening, but this is still going. I thought it was pretty remarkable.
Yeah.
We are a good minute in.
That's bananas.
And there's a bit more.
There's more.
Oh, there's so much more.
Oh my God.
Chaping chang wang chang pong chang yong pong chang wang wang dong dong dong.
What are we
doing? We found the Antifa Maoist group. Ha 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 ha. We love Hillary too. It's so damn fun. You're so damn scared. Wear your mask and prepare to die. Chang wang chang chang pong chang yi. Dong dong long bong bong geeky. We love LeBron James. He's so good. Death camps, all kinds of students too. Kill the Muslims, kill the Christians, kill the Buddhas, liberal lovers. Ping chow wang chong bing tong kong. Bong dong long chong tong ta tong. Bill Gates loves us, he does so good. Take our vaccines and die like you should. Chang wang tong tong bing tong pow. Ching no huang huang quang chow chow. Chang bong tong tong japing pat chi. Down with Trump, up with Xi Jinping. Xi Jinping, he kill you now. Take the shots and learn how to die. Die, American scum. Ping, pow, ping, po, bang, cha-kong. Chang, chong, ching, pong, dong, bagong. We own your debt, your media too. Ha, 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 ha. It's time to die. Take your shots and roll your eyes. Liberal good, wear your mask. I'm your Chinese communist king. Pong, chong, wong, pong, ching, pak, wong. Wong, chong, ping, kwong, pong, cha-kong. Guang Chong King Kong Pong Chakwan.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it?
Alex was so excited to hear that going to commercial music.
I mean, that went on.
It did.
That went on for a long time, Dan.
Oh yeah, it did.
It didn't improve.
No. For a little while he kind of found a meter and then he abandoned it.
He did.
There was almost a point where he had sort of a verse chorus structure going.
Yeah.
Yeah, real terrible. I questioned whether I should actually play that. But it was so surreal that he did 2.5 minutes
of this
improvised song that is just offensive and racist and,
I mean, that's just wild.
It's lashing out, though. Again,
it's
remarkable. I don't think he's drunk. He's not acting like he generally does when he's drunk.
No.
That didn't seem fun.
No, this wasn't drunk. This was petulance.
Yes.
Yeah.
He seems mad.
Yes. Yeah. I'd, oh, man. I'm trying to... I somehow, like, he dipped into the Batman theme for a little bit, like from the old Adam West show.
Mm.
It's wild.
Well, I think we can say, though, without any kind of confusion, that, like, that was an attempt at humor. He thought he was being funny.
I guess he did.
Yeah, he thought he was hilarious.
You know, sometimes something is so racist that it, like, transcends offense and turns into, oh, you're a raving insane person.
Right, and it's confusing.
Yeah.
It's obviously racist, but it's also, like, this...
This is wild, man.
What are you doing?
Well,
Alex was trying to be funny. I'm certain of that.
Oh, man, that's
the left
sad.
Ones act like we don't have humor. They're the ones that don't have humor. They're the ones that can't deal with all of this.
Yeah, man. The left doesn't have humor. He has humor.
All right. Okay.
That's a bit much.
That's trouble.
Yeah.
That's trouble.
So it turns out a lot of people have been asking Alex.
Man, I'm so sad now. I'm so sad that they think that's humor. That's sad. They're missing out on so much.
Jordan, I don't think they do. I think he does.
Okay, well, that might be true.
Maybe some of the audience, but I can't imagine there being people even who work there who are like, this is good.
This is molten gold.
Thank God he didn't stop at 45 seconds.
Yeah, exactly.
There was more gold in them thar hills.
Just somebody grabs a phone. Barry Gordy, listen to this.
Yeah. I can't imagine there was anybody laughing in the room other than maybe someone be like, I can't believe he's doing this. I can't believe he did that.
That's just bananas.
Yeah. So a lot of people have been asking Alex, hey, man, when are you going to be on Rogan?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, people have been asking when I'm going to go on Joe Rogan. The answer is never. Never going to happen.
Yeah, no shit.
It's never going to happen the next few days. All right. You know, Paul Joseph Watson was supposed to be here. And I can more than easily fill this hour. You know how easy I can do it?
Yeah, we do. We do know. We've seen it.
Do you know how much of a struggle it is for us to get through the next hour? It is very easy. It is directly proportional to the amount of ease with which he can get
through. Hey, man, I can fill this time, no problem.
Yeah. Racist song number two.
Yeah. I've got another one.
Let's take it from the top, boys.
I guess Alex is saying that he's never going to be on Rogan, or he's going to be on in the next couple days.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll see. Maybe Monday's episode will be another Rogan episode.
Oh my God. We'll find out. I will be pissed.
So now Alex gets... I do think that he's pissed off at Paul.
Yeah, I agree.
I think that there is a little bit of a vibe you can get here where Alex insinuates that Paul often pretends to have technical difficulties in order to have sex with hot women.
Paul called us earlier. He goes, about an hour ago, he goes, I've got a power outage, and it doesn't look like it'll be turned on anytime soon. That's like the dog ate my homework. The power's out. Like, I've got this incredibly hot chick in my house right now. He just said, I got this super hot chick in my house. We all know that's why Paul misses the show at the time, is his dalliances, which is fine. But instead of, like, just saying, hey, I got this super hot Brazilian chick at my house or whatever, he calls in and says, oh, I'm sorry. I need time to get the power on, but it doesn't look like the power will be turning on any time this year. But see, that's the thing about communication and about human communion. We want to work with Paul. We like Paul. We don't need Paul.
Whoa.
What is happening?
I don't know. I don't know. Also, I don't know if Alex is being serious about, like, Paul canceling to have sex with strange women, but I would say that if I were Paul, I wouldn't appreciate this, because I think Paul's married.
Yeah, I was about to say, doesn't Paul have a significant other?
I know that he at least has been in a long-term relationship. I know, I don't care about people's personal lives, but I've heard Alex mention, and I've heard Paul mention his girlfriend, at least, and Alex has referred to her as his wife.
Wow.
So I don't know. I feel like if this is Alex being in any way sincere, this is pretty shitty.
How is it possible for you to expect me not to start believing that this entire world is a prank on me. Mm. Dan, that is the ravings of somebody's own personal, private, like, tape recorder. Like, that's what you hear from somebody who's tape recording their thoughts in a car. Weird racist songs. Bitching about his employees.
We don't need
all
him.
Of that stuff.
We don't need him, though.
That's
we
all
wanna work with
that's
him?
All a tape recorder in the car. This is a show.
Right.
This is a show that other people can hear.
And
human beings.
And Putin listens.
Yeah.
World leaders
what
listen.
What are we doing?
I can't tell if Alex was being actually serious about Paul canceling to have sex.
Sure.
Because he also then goes into this.
Paul Joseph Watson actually joined fentanyl today. He married fentanyl, which is a codename for Xi Jinping. Paul Joseph Watson, I have to report to you, has been part of a gay marriage with fentanyl the dragon and has now married him. He told me, he said, if you air that fentanyl video, it's over. All right, let the secret out. This is a big day here. I'm going to tell you, Q is actually Xi Jinping. And Paul is married to Xi Jinping. Paul is married to Q.
So this is how easily Alex can fill time,
you know,
fill that hour up.
I think a lot of baby comics with about 3 to 5 minutes really think they can fill 20 easily.
Yeah.
Do you know how easy I could do an hour? An hour is not even hard, Dan. Hour is not even hard. You just talk for an hour.
Yeah.
I talk for hours all the time.
Paul canceled because he's banging Brazilian models. Oh. Also, he's actually married to Xi.
Oh, boy.
Who's actually Q.
I'm crushing it. These bits.
Dude, it's
fire.
It's satire.
I'm so sad that the left doesn't have humor, Dan.
It's satire, Jordan.
Is it?
This has been a true mission into insanity. But before the New York Times calls, it's satire. Paul Joseph Watson is not dating Xi Jinping. Paul Joseph Watson is not
That's
dating
not even satire.
David Rockefeller. Paul Joseph Watson is not dating Karl Rove. I am. I've had a relationship for more than 20 years with Karl Rove as his sex slave.
Oh, boy.
Are we just doing this, huh?
Man, I can't.
That is wild.
I can't tell you how, like, consistent an experience it was listening to this of, like, bits dying.
Yeah.
Bits just like, oof.
Ouch.
Ooh, Alex, he probably thought that was hilarious.
He thinks he's funny.
Yeah.
You have to believe you're funny to try and pull this shit off.
This is satire. Yeah. Paul's not dating Xi, I am.
What's satirical about that?
I don't know. Alex doesn't know what metaphorical, metaphysical,
nope.
or satirical means.
Correct.
Anyway, he fills a lot of time rambling about how Paul is dating this imaginary racist dragon who is actually Xi, who's Q. It makes no sense. It's very dumb.
I do like the idea that Alex is trying to tank Paul Joseph Watson so hard that he has no choice but to never do this again.
He's also trying to tank his own show because it's Paul's segment.
He's teaching him a lesson. I am teaching Paul a lesson. If you want to take a day off, this is what you get.
This is what
happens. This is what you get.
Yeah.
Do you want this to happen? Because I don't.
Mm-mm. So, Alex, we've seen him do this in the past. He tries to make a big deal out of how mysterious his set decorations are.
Sure.
Again, this is how you're choosing to fill time.
Wow.
There's no content here, just...
I love how they turn everything on the show into a conspiracy theory. We have a real human skull and a broadsword and then a white eagle Roman style symbol. What do they call that in Rome where you have the symbol of the eagle? What do they call that?
Eagle?
No, we have a name for it. We'll just sit here for statue. Hours if need be. That makes better radio icon. Anyways than covering facts and info like Bill Gates coming out saying
shrine.
We're going to do forced inoculations to everybody, world government, the lockdown's permanent. It's not a Roman signet.
Gargoyle?
It's not the aquila. The standard. It's the Roman standard. There you go. So we're here with a white eagle Roman standard with a real skull and a broad-edged sword. What does that symbolize? Well, it's esoteric. You project onto it what you think. Here, give me a shot of it. I'll tell people what I see.
No one cares.
No one cares. Was he about to tell me what he interprets his own random choice of bullshit to be?
Yeah.
Okay.
We've seen him do this a bunch of times. I mean, with his chessboard and a skull and a rose.
So easy to fill an hour. I can fill an hour so easily.
This is
if all of a sudden you like walked away and I was like, fine, you don't want to do knowledge fight for the next 10 minutes? Hey, you got that whiteboard behind your head. Look at that whiteboard. Do you know what I see when I see a whiteboard? Because there isn't anything written on it, Dan. I see untapped potential. That's a tabula rasa, Dan. Anyways, when are we going to do the show?
It's the mark of a craftsman to really explore the space. Or Alex being really desperate and being like, hey, why doesn't anyone make conspiracies out of the weird things that I choose to put on screen only for people to think they're weird? Why don't people take the bait and to speculate about why I got a skull here when I've explained repeatedly that my dad's a dentist and he had a skull, so I just found it in a room and I put it here because I think it looks weird.
This is, look, if it works for Usual Suspects, why isn't it working for me?
More or less.
Yeah.
So Alex gets obsessed here for a little while with the ruffling papers.
Sure.
Like he stole it from Rush. He talks about that a bit.
Yeah, okay.
And then he just keeps ruffling these papers.
You know, you've heard of radio. You've heard of like
have I?
White noise or like rain sounds for 3 hours. What if I put a YouTube out of like Rush Limbaugh crackling paper for 3 hours? Just like...
What if you did?
What if you did that, Dan?
Yeah.
What if you did that?
What if you did?
What if you did that? What if you did that, Dan?
Oh, my God.
We're having the worst pitch meeting on top of a racist sing-along.
Yeah.
On top of whining about Paul Joseph Watson.
Yeah.
On top of doing bits. This is a long fourth hour.
There's no reason why Paul doesn't show up. You can't just take calls. You can't just hit the exact same stories you've hit for the first 3 hours, yell about them a little more. Bill Gates just fucking admitted that the lockdown's never going to end and he's going to kill everybody.
No.
You didn't cover that story fully.
Nah.
You can yell about it some more.
He doesn't have time to cover it, Dan.
What if I did some ASMR?
He doesn't have time to cover that story. Or he wasn't supposed to, and now he's not doing it out of spite.
He's so good at filling time, though. So he does all this bullshit, he's like...
This is nuts. Somebody do something. There's no way a competent producer of the show would look at this for 5 minutes and go, all right, let's keep it going for another 55.
Well, maybe someone is like, just fucking call Paul. You're not doing anything. Let's at least... Yeah. Like, he doesn't have electricity.
Just do something.
Yeah, so just give Paul a call.
But maybe I'm cracking up on air.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm going to end up in a lunatic asylum soon.
Maybe.
Maybe I'll be locked up with Joe Biden.
Not a bad idea.
I mean, Joe Biden, that's an incredible picture you just drew. Why is it all in brown? And he realized he's like, you know, drawing it in his own excrement.
Sure.
Paul doesn't realize that the longer he doesn't show up for the show. Here, let's just call Paul Watson right now. Let's just do this. Here we go.
You whiny baby. He's such a whiny baby.
See if he answers.
Welcome to the EE voicemail. I'm sorry, but the person you've called is not available.
Straight to voicemail.
Paul is probably avoiding Alex.
Did not ring one time.
No.
Nope, that's a swipe for no on the phone.
talking about Joe Biden making some poop drawings. Ah, fuck it. Let's call Paul.
That's great.
Oh, Paul's not answering.
That is great.
Mm.
That is fucking great.
That really actually kind of made me sad because if Paul cared at all about his job, he would have answered that.
Oh, he does not care at all about his job.
That call.
No, he sent a short, terse email an hour before he was supposed to go up saying, I will not be there. Yep. And then he is not there.
Yeah, yeah. But Alex realizes like, all right. I got 10 minutes left of the show.
I can fill 10 minutes.
I got to get serious.
Okay.
I'm going to stop right now. This is unprofessional.
Agreed.
And I'm going to go to break. When I come back, I'm going to do a serious final 10 minutes of this show.
He's not coming back from break.
You guys want to have a guarantee of that? All right, let's get serious then. So I have a lot of important things to cover.
He has a lot of important news to cover. He's going to get serious for the end of the show.
Tell me he doesn't come back for the last 10 minutes.
I wish. I mean, it's kind of the same thing.
Oh.
He basically just starts playing comedy videos that Tim Dillon, comedian Tim Dillon, has made.
All right.
So that's some good art there. But it's all based on human sacrifice, on you being worthless. They're feeding on you. Here's one more. Here is Tim Dillon doing his little promotion of New York City. The fact that it's not in trouble.
So Tim Dillon's a comedian who has been on Alex's show in the past. And he's also been on Rogan a bit.
Uh-huh.
And Alex is talking about him in ways that sound a little bitter.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's like, you know, he's Rogan's favorite comic.
Sure.
But he's also not saying that Tim Dillon's bad because Tim will come on Alex's show.
Right.
So it's not like it's a bridge he's trying to burn, but there is still a petty bitterness that you can sense there. And so he plays like two or three Tim Dillon comedy videos. This is him getting serious to end the show.
This is unreal.
So he does get serious.
Yes.
He does. Okay. After those comedy videos.
Okay.
And that's the big secret, is it's not Tim Dillon. It's not Joe Rogan. It's not Paul Watson dating Xi Jinping. We found out this morning that Owen Schroyer is actually the son, the illegitimate son of Xi Jinping. Now, that's not called fake news. That's called a joke. Ha, 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 ha. All right, I need to behave myself. I'm out of control. A lot of stuff's happened lately, a lot of crazy things. I appreciate you all. I'm going to be a good boy. I'm going to go take a nap for about an hour. I'm going to wake up. I'm going to come back better than ever, and I'm going to kick butt. But this is what happens when Paul Josephine Watson does not show up for its hour of allotted time. This is what happens when you piss on a man's rug. Like the Big Lebowski, they say, have you seen what you watch what happens to your car out there? This is, you're entering a world of hurt here. This is not a good thing. All right, I'm going to stop. Seriously, though, let's get really serious. This is the last day you can get 8-pack Power Stack, which is an amazing nutraceutical, an amazing 13-pill pack.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, injected into my veins, Dan.
Wow.
That is a hostile work environment. That is not where I would want. I would be, if I was Paul, I would hear that and be like, "Woo! Good thing there's an ocean between us, dickwad."
That's real
petty.
Yeah. I mean, everything about that fourth hour was nonsensical.
That was a train wreck.
Yeah. But not in the way that we've often see it. It really feels like Alex was in full control of what he was doing through it. There's a lot of times that we've seen the show go completely off the rails due to either technical difficulties or Alex being fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
I just think he was lashing out. I think everything that you see there, the racist song, the Paul's dating Xi, the sniping at Paul, the bitterness about Tim Dillon, it just seems like he's mad at Paul.
That is exactly what a 12-year-old bully does.
Yes.
That's a 12-year-old bully. Like, that's not even like childish behavior. That is a man who is like revealing to all of us his brain has never managed to grow beyond that.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, he's a 12-year-old child, and somehow he's gotten away with it for this long.
I think it's really remarkable that you have this existing as the same show. You have the beginning of it, Bill Gates did an interview and he's admitted he's going to kill everybody.
Sure.
Blah, blah, blah. I'm going to talk to this guy who yelled at a city council meeting about making kill lists of leftist leaders and then our towns need to secede.
Yikes.
And then when Alex is left to his own devices, he just is like, I'm going to lash out at Paul for an hour on my show instead of do anything meaningful.
Wow.
That's
great.
It's something.
Oh, that's great. I can't believe he still worked there, Paul.
I mean, he's freelance.
I would fucking walk out.
Well, I mean, as we know from the deposition that he did.
Sure, he's not actually an employee. He's an independent contractor, yes. Yeah. He's not really an employee.
Yeah.
I can't believe that.
No, Alex must pay well. So we come to the end of this, and I think this was an episode remarkable primarily because of that very strange, racist, offensive lashing out.
Remarkable is a word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In that it, one might remark upon.
It almost begs remark, if you will.
Yeah.
And that remark being,
But otherwise, the content is very de rigueur,
yes,
very
true.
Normal, very standard Alex stuff.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, on one level, I appreciate Alex breaking up the monotony with that.
Sure.
That petulant
on
display.
On one level, yeah. Yes. There is a level on which I appreciate that. That may be seventh dimension.
I much more don't appreciate it.
Yeah, by a great deal.
Yeah. So we'll be back, but also if you'd like to check out, we do have that bonus episode.
Indeed.
Because, you know, this is only like an hour, hour and five here, this
out.
Episode. But if you are craving a little bit more of our business, you can find that over at patreon.com/knowledgefight.
That's where our Patreon is.
You can hear me and Jordan talking about some songs.
It was nice. It was fun to do.
Yes.
It's
Alex Free Zone.
Yeah, that's kind of the thing. Like, it's not that we can't do three episodes of content.
No.
It's that we can't do three episodes of this show.
I'm glad that you brought that up and the specific of it. It's not the gross workload.
No.
It's how gross the workload is.
Exactly.
It's I can handle an 80-hour work week, no problem.
But I
can't do 80 hours of Alex Jones
mind-breaking.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Especially when his stuff is this dumb.
Yeah.
If he was actually coming with, like, primary sources, interesting stuff, conspiracies that could possibly be true, but, oh, what about this?
Sure,
you're
sure.
Like, then I'm all in.
Right, right, right.
When it's Bill Gates is going to kill everybody, and also I'm mad at Paul, and Keith Olbermann speaks for the left.
Oof.
I've got no time for it, and it's just, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, we'll be back. But until then, we have a website.
We do have a website. It's knowledgefight.com.
Yep, we're also on Twitter.
We are on Twitter. It's at knowledge_fight, and I go to Bed Jordan.
Yes, we're also on Facebook.
Indeed, we're on Facebook. iTunes, if you rate, review, or if you could please find a local charity or bail fund in your area to help out those doing God's work right now.
Yeah, we'll be back. But until then, I'm Neo. I'm Leo. I'm DZX Clark. I'm Daryl Rundis. I'm Paul Joseph Watson's day off.
Andy in Kansas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. I'm a first-time caller. I'm a huge fan. I love your work.
I love you.